Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode's brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, it's not too late. Go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. And if you do forget, or you don't think you'll be able to ship it out in time, go to otrwesterns.com/gift and get a gift card. Believe it or not, that works miracles. You print it out, you're able to either email it or, like I said, print it out and give it to them as a gift. Great stocking stuffer, and I've done it for many years, and I'll keep doing it. I love Amazon.com. Again, go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Now let's get into today's episode. Now, by that Christmas music you heard in the beginning, I do want to thank Kevin MacLeod for that rendition. You'll hear something different, at least for a couple days. I only pulled a couple of his songs out. So definitely, if you want to hear more of his music or for more information, go to otrwesterns.com, look at today's show notes page, and I'll put a link to his website. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is April 15th, 1954. Again, couldn't find a good Cisco episode that took place during Christmas, at least by reading the titles. And the title is To Stop a Killer. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamano.
The Cisco Kid.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, To Stop the Killer. Bud Marlin was one of the most vicious killers the Old West ever knew. Anyone who crossed him signed his own death warrant, for Bud Marlin never forgot, and in his revenge was the patience of a cat. Moreover, and for added safety, he always had a large gang of outlaws at his beck and call. As our story opens, Marlin and his lieutenant, Tom Dalen, are hidden in the willows on the bank of a creek. A man in a buckboard, driving a team of mules, is preparing to ford the stream nearby.
Is that Ed Carson, Bud?
I can't tell. He's got his hat pulled down over his eyes. About Carson's bill, though.
He waited a long time to get Carson.
5 years, Tom. He gunned me down when I tried to hold up his train. That was when he was express messenger on a railroad, and I near died. This time it's his turn to die.
That buckboard's getting nearer, Bud.
Blast it all. Why don't that hombre push back his hat so as I can get a look at his face?
This is Carson's spread. Chances are it's him.
Anyway, I can't wait no longer. Hold still now, Tom, so I can get a rifle rest on his shoulder. Yeah. That's it. I'll just draw a bead on him and...
Got him! Tumbled him plumb out of that buckboard. Come on, we'll have a look.
Ah, blazes, it ain't Carson. It must be one of his ranch hands instead.
Hey, Bud, look. There's a sheriff and a couple of hombres with him. They're coming right this way.
They must have heard the shot.
They're going to shoot it out with him?
No point in that. Run for the horses, Tom. Come on.
Watch it, Bud. A gopher hole right ahead of you.
Oh, blast off. I can't get up. I twisted my ankle.
All right, I'll stick by you.
No, 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 no. Keep going, Tom. If they run me in, round up the gang. Keep going, I tell you.
All right.
Oh, oh, Pete. Back to that other hombre.
Right, Sheriff.
Now, don't fire him up, you business hombre. I'll turn this gun loose.
Well, tripped in a gopher hole, huh? Now, ain't that a shame?
All right. Now you got me. What are you going to do, Sheriff?
I'm going to run you in for murder, hombre. I saw that dry gulch in the Joe Hicks and... Hey, you're Bud Marlin.
Oh, never heard of him.
Come on, own up. You're Marlin, all right.
And I tell you, I never heard of him. Let's go. It's hot here in the sun, and your deputies ain't going to catch my partner. He's got a lead on him from here to Christmas. Well, let's go, I say.
Senor Carson live in this town, Cisco?
No, Senor Carson lives outside of the town, Pancho.
Huh?
But we must ride through the town to get to his spread.
It's not much of a town, Cisco.
Perhaps not, amigo. But the people who live here will probably not want to live anywhere else.
Look, Cisco is the jail head. And Pancho doesn't want to be the sheriff of a jail like this.
It is somewhat ramshackle.
What does ramshackle mean, Cisco?
It means he's not strongly built.
Not strongly built. Not strongly built. Cisco, not ramshackle. It's a joke, Cisco.
Perhaps a very faint joke, Chico. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's the sheriff coming out of the jail.
And he looked this way. He held up his hand, Cisco.
Yeah, hold it up.
Hold it up.
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
What is this, Senor Sheriff?
You're the Cisco kid, ain't you?
Si, this is mi compañero Pancho.
Howdy.
This is Pancho's compañero Cisco.
I heard you two was on your way here. Ed Carson told me you was coming to visit with him.
Si, that is true, Senor Sheriff.
You ever run into an outlaw named Bud Marlin, Cisco?
Bud Marlin?
Yeah.
See, Sheriff, I have.
Cisco get Bud Marlin arrested for train robbery 2 years ago, Sheriff, but the hombre break the jail.
Why do you ask, Senor Sheriff?
As I got a maverick here in my jail, I figure it's Bud Marlin, but he won't admit it. Maybe you wouldn't mind having a look at him, Cisco.
I'd be glad to, Senor Sheriff.
Why'd you have a look at this hombre too, Sheriff?
Well, this hombre was out at Carson's spread this morning, gunned down one of Carson's ranch hands. There was another one with him, but he got away.
You say he shot one of the hands at the rancho?
Yeah. I figure he thought it was Carson himself he was getting.
Well, that would make sense to me, Sheriff. A long time ago, this Bud Marlin swore to get Senor Carson.
Yeah, that Bud Marlin a bad hombre. He wasn't bad. He was, no?
This way, boys.
See.
There he is, Cisco. Take a look.
What do you want now?
See, Sheriff, that is Bud Marlin. There is no doubt about it.
Hey, who is it? Oh, Cisco Kid.
See, Marlin, some prison authorities to the east will be glad to know you have been captured.
I don't know what you're talking about. My name ain't Marlin. Never even heard of that hombre.
You make the big lie like anything, you Bud Marlin, you.
Get out of here.
Sheriff, let us go outside for a moment.
All right.
See, Sheriff, will you listen to some advice?
Well, yeah. What is it?
If I were you, I would get that hombre out of this jail and into a stronger jail just as soon as possible. Adobe City is 10 miles from here. I would take him to that jail at once.
It's good advice, Sheriff.
Wait a minute. Why?
You told me another hombre was with Marlin this morning and that he got away.
Yeah.
Tonight you can expect Bud Marlin's gang to attack this jail and free that bandido.
They wouldn't do that, Cisco.
They not only would, but they will. I know their method. To my knowledge, Bud Marlin has been arrested and sent to jail 5 times. And 5 times that gang of his has broken him loose.
You better do like Cisco says, Sheriff.
Well, I ain't saying it ain't good advice, but those hombres wouldn't attack my jail, Cisco. I got a pretty good reputation around here, and... Nope. I'll hold that critter for the preliminary hearing in the morning.
As you say, Senor. That is your affair, not mine. But I shall advise Senor Carson to stay somewhere else until that bandito is in more competent hands. Adios, Sheriff. Come, Pancho.
Whoa, whoa. Hey, Jake.
Yeah, what do you want?
Come over here.
All right. Well, what's the matter?
Run up the boys, Jake. They got Bud in that Roop jail down in the town.
Get out.
It ain't no laughing matter. We got to break him out of there come dark.
Sure. But Bud ought to be able to break out of here by himself. That jail.
Now, look. There's railroad detectives in this country. And if they find out Bud's down there...
All right. Now, round up the boys.
We'll need 10 of them anyway. 5 of us attack from one side and 5 from the other. Now, get going.
Having a sleep for yourself, Bud? Well, come on, answer me. Your eyes are open.
You ain't talking to me, Sheriff. You stay out there in a corridor, I'll stay here in a cell. My name ain't Bud.
Oh, come on now. You may as well own up to it. The Cisco kid identified you, and he ought to know. He's mixed with you before now.
Look, Sheriff, I ain't Bud, whatever his name is, and there ain't no use you trying to get me to say I am.
All right, what is your name, then?
It's, Frank Manlon.
Oh, no. No, no.
Sheriff, I figured you for too smart an hombre to be taken in by the Cisco Kid. That Cisco's a double-crosser from way back.
What are you talking about? I wasn't taken in by him.
Let anybody like him walk into your jail and tell you what's what? You ain't so smart as I thought you was.
I'm running this jail and don't think I ain't.
Well, I could tell you what sort of a double-crosser this Cisco Kid is. I could tell you plenty, Sheriff. First thing you know, Cisco will have your job here.
He don't take jobs like this.
Huh? Don't he? All right, then, since you know.
Well, I never heard of him taking one.
That's right. Most people ain't heard. Go on now. I want to sleep.
Wait a minute, Bud or Frank or whatever. Tell me what you know about Cisco.
You think I want to get gunned down?
I ain't going to gun you down.
Oh, but Cisco would. In a minute if he found out I told you.
Well, I won't tell him.
No, it's too risky. Him or his partner might even be outside this jail listening.
No, they ain't.
I ain't taking any chances.
And then keep your voice down.
Well, suppose I could tell you. Come over here by the sofas.
No tricks now.
I wouldn't pull off anything on a smart hombre like you, Sheriff. I wouldn't even try. Come over here so I can whisper to you.
All right.
Lean your ear over here.
Yeah.
Let go of my neck.
Take that gun of yours. All right now. Don't call out or you're a dead man. Now lock this cell door.
Well, by thunder, I'll...
Come on, come on! All right, come in here. Turn around till I get that other gun in your ammunition belt. Now, where do you keep your horse?
Listen, you...
Answer that or I'll blast you down.
Out back in the corral.
All right. I ought to shoot you, but the noise might attract attention. So I'll just gun whip you like this. Oh! That'll hold you. Got to get that horse and go after Ed Carson. And this time I'll sure get him.
Well, Cisco, I'm sure glad to see you and Pancho, but as for leaving my ranch, Bud Marlin or no Bud Marlin, nope. I'll stay right here.
I thought that is what you would say, Senor Carson. It's what a brave man would say.
Yes, he's a brave, brave man.
But sometimes the old saying holds true. Discretion is the better part of valor.
Of course, I might have suspected who it was that got Joe Hicks this morning, but I didn't. I thought it was somebody he'd had a run-in with.
But that bullet was meant for you.
Yes, it was, Cisco.
And when one bullet it meant for you, Senor, miss, another bullet come along very soon and not miss, no?
Well, there's something to what you say, but... You think Marlin's gang is around here?
I do indeed, Senor Carson. And I think their first move after breaking Bud Marlin out of jail will be to come after you.
That'd not be good.
Well, then, why don't we ride into town to help the sheriff hold him off?
That is what Pancho and I are planning to do, Senor.
Pancho and you? What about me?
I still think it would be better for you to disappear until this gang is rounded up. That Bud Marlin is a deadly killer.
Well, I sure ain't going to have you fighting my battles for me, Cisco, much as I appreciate it. Getting along towards dark now. I'll buckle on my guns and ride in with you.
Cisco, hombres right down the hill to the east.
Father Amir, that might be part of Marlin's gang. Senor Carson, have you any field glasses here?
Yeah, right here, Cisco.
May I use them, please?
Sure thing. Here.
Glasses.
Is the Marlin gang, Cisco?
It looks like Tom Dallin riding in front. Ooh. See, it is. That is the Marlin gang, or part of it.
And they're right to the town.
That is where they are headed. But we may as well have the showdown right here and now. Once again, Senor Carson, will you let Pancho and me attend to this?
Nope. I'm going with you.
Very well. Come, Diablo.
Go, Logo. Go now. Go
get
now.
Up, boy. Get up.
Let us have no gunplay if we can help it.
What do we do, Cisco? What do we do?
I'm going to warn Dallin and the rest of them that a strong force will oppose them if they try to storm that jail.
Might work with Dallin, Cisco. He's got nothing against me that I know of.
What if it not work, Cisco?
Then we will get to town ahead of them and turn out all the men we can. I hope the sheriff has already done that.
I doubt if you can get enough to oppose that gang, Cisco.
We will do the best we can. For that
hole. Hold up, hold up, hold up.
Well, it ain't the Cisco Kid.
See, Dallin, you are right. I will not waste words. We know you are on your way into town to try to break Bud Marlin loose from that jail. If I were you, I would not try it.
Who's going to stop us?
You two sure ain't.
Would not be so sure of that if I were you, hombre.
Cisco, Ryder come.
Hey, there's Bud.
Hey, he must have broke jail.
Yeah, now
there be trouble, Cisco.
See plenty of trouble.
See
you, Carson. Get back to your ranch house.
But, Cisco, there's 11 of them.
Do not argue. Get back there if you value your life. Just the moment Bud Marlin sees you, he will order these hombres to start shooting. Get back, and Pancho and I will try to cover your retreat.
And the odds against Cisco's plan are 11 to 3. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Now, back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, To Stop the Killer. As Cisco was warning Bud Marlin's gang not to try to break Marlin out of jail, the gang leader appeared, riding the sheriff's horse. With Marlin bent on the murder of Carson and the odds 11 to 3, Cisco at once ordered Carson to ride to his ranch house. Now, in the gathering dusk...
But, Cisco, listen to me.
Turn that horse of yours and ride for all you are worth, Senor Carson. It's nearly dark. Marlin may not recognize you. Pancho and I will try to cover your retreat.
All right, Cisco. Hit her.
Hey, where's he going? We better stop, Tom.
Stay where you are, hombre.
Howdy, Bud.
Nice work.
Hey, who was that hombre that just rode away from here?
That was Ed Carson, Bud.
Oh, and get after him, you hombres.
The first hombre who makes one move will wish he had not.
Oh, Cisco, I didn't see it first. So you got 2 6 guns in your hands, huh?
Si, hombre. And Cisco know how to use them, too.
The first shot will be at you, Marlin. Order your men to ride away from here.
No use my giving them orders, Cisco. They won't do as I say.
We will see.
Oh!
Quieto, you coyotes.
Quieto!
That bullet only flicked the brim of your sombrero, Marlin. The next one will be closer. Give that order now.
Anything you say, Cisco. All right, boys, ride away.
You, Marlin, stay with us.
Sure. I'll stay like this. Chase
the hombres, Cisco?
No, Pancho.
No?
Would be useless. Those hombres all have rifles that can carry farther than these 6 guns.
Uh-huh.
I wanted them to ride away to give us a little time to get back to the ranch house. Up, Diablo, come on.
Oh, look, go now. Those hombres come to the ranch house, Cisco?
Of course they will come. But we can hold them off better from there than we can here in the open. Diablo, get ya!
Go, look, help ya, help ya, go, go!
All right, boys, open up, boys!
They shoot at us now. Pancho thinks it's a good thing it's almost dark, Cisco.
Hey, at least they cannot see the sights of those rifles to know where they are shooting. Here we are, Pancho. Go, Diablo, ho.
Go, look, ho, ho.
Into the stable, Diablo, get ya!
There you go, Cisco, they smell the hay.
All right, now, to the house.
Come down!
We are coming in, Señor Carson.
By thunder, I didn't know you'd make it, Cisco.
Shoot at the house!
Get down, Pancho. You too, Señor Carson.
Pancho, get down. Quick, Cisco.
Good idea.
Now let's give them something to think about. I will open these windows just enough to take a few shots at those shots out there.
And Pancho, take a few.
Yeah, and this old rifle of mine ought to make him do some thinking.
We drive the hombres off so soon. Very easy, Cisco.
Well, they will not go far, Pancho. Just out of range to talk things over. And if I know Bud Marlin, we are in for a great deal more trouble.
Fill up that fire some more, Tom. I want it to be good and hot so the marrows will catch fire.
All right, Bud. That ought to do it.
Keep the men surrounding the house. I don't want any of them 3 to get away.
Well, they won't get away, Bud.
Pretty good idea to use the burning arrows. The roof of that ranch house ought to catch in no time at all.
Yeah, good thing I brought them along. Can't never tell when a thing like this will come in handy.
They'll come out all right as soon as that house gets to blazing. They'll run out like rabbits, and we'll gun them down. I've been waiting for a long time to get Ed Carson. I don't mind getting the Cisco kid along with him.
Fire's pretty hot now, Byrne.
Yeah? All right. Shoving a couple of them arrows.
All right.
You, Jake.
Yeah?
Get your bow ready to shoot them onto the roof. This is a kind of entertainment I sure do like.
What that fire mean out there, Cisco? Hombre's cold, no?
Means more than that, Pancho.
More?
Well, the hombre's is bending over the fire.
Uh-huh.
Let's see just what he's doing, but... Santo.
What that?
The burning arrow trick.
Shoot an arrow at us?
At the house, Pancho.
Burn down the house, no?
Si. Oh.
Yeah, I guess that's what they got in mind, Cisco. Not much we can do about it, either.
Oh. Hombre, get on the horse with the burning arrow, Cisco.
By Santo, maybe I can knock him off that horse.
Here he come. Take the time, Senor Carson.
Oh, missed him, blast it.
And there goes the arrow. We'll stick into the roof.
And this place is just as dry as tinder.
Well, there's no sense in waiting until this house is burning.
What you gonna do, Cisco?
I'm going to ride out after that devil Marlin.
But, Cisco, they shoot you down and you leave the house.
That is the chance I must take, Pancho. We cannot stay here to be burned to death. We cannot wait until the light of the burning house makes everything bright as day. That is what they want. They can see to shoot when we come out.
We go with you, Cisco.
The time being, you would both better stay here.
Oh, Cisco.
The fire will not drive you out for at least half an hour. In that time, I may have success.
And Pancho, go too, Cisco.
You had better stay right here, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Now look, Bud Marlin is riding off by himself. We'll have to carry an order to his men stationed behind that rise of ground to the west. I will try to get to the stable and Diablo. If I can just get my hands on that coyote Marlin. Not let him get away when I had him covered with my gun. This time I will make sure.
Cisco! Cisco! Wait for Pancho!
Santo Pancho, I told you to stay behind.
But Pancho not here, good not here, Cisco. In Pancho go, where Cisco go?
Oh, very well, then. Here, Diablo.
Here, look. Look, Cisco, look. Roof blazed up.
See? Never mind the roof now, Chico.
Never mind the roof.
Apparently no one noticed us run from the house to the stable. We were lucky. Now, if that is that Marlin hombre out there, we will see. Up, Diablo, up,
go! Go, Logo, go, Logo!
Yeah, Diablo!
Oh, not mind the roof, Logo, go now!
Hey, they're getting away!
Now they see us, Cisco!
Hey, Diablo, here!
Go! The Marlin hombre see us too, Cisco!
We cannot help that now, Pancho. You've nearly raced him.
He shoot!
Let him shoot! You're really shooting myself just to spoil his aim. You're just too late calling them, hombre.
Ride him down, Cisco.
That's just what I'm going to do. Into them, Diablo. Into them. Come on, there. Now, I finally have my hands on you, hombre. That is just what I have been waiting for.
The boys will tear you to pieces, Cisco.
Pancho, watch them, Cisco.
Plan nearly worked, hombre. But you made the mistake of riding up by yourself. You are not man enough to accomplish anything without the help of your gang.
Cisco, what the bandidos ride this way? Back, bandidos, back, Pancho, throw some lead at you.
Get up on your feet, Marlin. No, these guns at your back. Tell those coyotes of yours to stop where they are. And this time I mean what I say.
Hold it up, boys, hold it.
Tell that henchman of yours, Tom Dallin, to throw down his guns and walk to this spot.
You hear that, Tom?
Yeah.
Also the other buzzard, the one called Jake.
You too, Jake.
Oh, no, not me. I'm leaving.
Same here. Get out.
Oh, them yellow bellies. See, Bandito, they run like rats from a sinking ship. But do not worry about them, because they will join you in jail before long.
Yes, Cisco, find them, Bandito.
We'll turn out a posse of every man in this country. Meanwhile, walk ahead of me, Marlin. This time you are going to a jail that will hold you. I'm very sorry about the loss of your ranch house, Senor Carson.
Pancho, sorry too, senor.
I'd rather lose the ranch house in my life, Cisco, which I sure would have done if it hadn't been for you and Pancho here.
All Pancho do is yell a little, senor.
Whatever it was, it worked pretty well.
Pancho also did some shooting, Senor Carson, although I cannot guarantee what he hit.
Pancho, the world's worst bat shop, senor. We'll just get Pancho a bullwhip.
Well, I'm mighty glad about you rounding up the rest of that gang, too, Cisco.
Well, see, all the men of the county turned out as I knew they would. And best of all, the sheriff came with us.
The sheriff got a bad headache.
See, he would after being gun-whipped that way, but he joined us nevertheless. I think from now on, Senor Carson, He'll make a good sheriff of this county.
I wouldn't wonder now he's found out he ain't the world's greatest. Well, boys, I ain't much on talking, but if you ever need money or food or shelter or anything else, just you come to Ed Carson.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias, senor.
From now on, I'm putting down as my number one friends the Cisco Kid and Pancho.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Got a good meal in the cafe today.
Si, a fine meal, amigo. I thought the chicken stew was just about the best I ever ate.
Si, si. Good chicken stew, Cisco. Make Pancho think of the time Pancho used to make chicken stew.
You used to make chicken stew, Pancho?
Oh, si.
Where?
In a big kettle.
No, no, no. I do not mean that. I mean, in what part of the country were you when you made it?
Oh, way off from here, Cisco. Pancho run a little cafe there.
You run a little cafe, amigo?
Uh-huh.
Well, I never heard about that before.
Oh, si, si. Pancho run a little cafe down by the ocean.
Down by the ocean?
Si, big waves all over the place and big whales all over the place.
Big whales?
Mm-hmm. And once in a while we catch a big whale.
Well, that is very interesting, Pancho, but what about this chicken stew you used to make at the cafe?
Best chicken stew you ever taste, Cisco.
Was it all chicken, amigo?
No, not all chicken, Cisco. It got a little whale meat in it.
Whale meat and chicken stew?
Uh-huh.
How much whale meat did it have in it?
Oh, about half and half.
What do you mean by half and half?
Half and half, Cisco. One whale, one chicken.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Up there, <diablo. laughs>
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoyed this special episode of OTRWesterns.com. Check out the show notes site, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. We're on Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And please rate us on iTunes. Just search OTR Westerns. We have multiple podcasts, so if you subscribe to this specific feed, then please do leave feedback on that one. Rate us high so we can go ahead and get nominated and all that other good stuff. This podcast is copyright 2011, under attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.